Reviving a Civil War abortion ban. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The Arizona Supreme Court rules the state can enforce a 160-year-old ban on nearly all abortions. Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs.
We are 14 days away from this extreme ban coming back to life. It must be repealed immediately.
Arizona enacted the law in 1864 before it became a state and before women had the vote. Democrats immediately criticizing the decision.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the Arizona decision will put millions of women at risk and fail to protect victims of rape and incest. The law does have a clause protecting the life of the mother. In a statement, President Biden says the ruling is a result of an extreme agenda of Republican officials committed to ripping away women's freedom. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Speaker Mike Johnson won't send impeachment articles for DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate until next week, after a GOP senator said they need more time to prepare for a trial. Senator Ted Cruz tells Fox News Mayorkas must be held responsible for the border crisis.
What we are witnessing is evil. It is wrong. That is why the House of Representatives impeached Alejandro Mayorkas, because he has aided and abetted the criminal invasion of this United States.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says they'll work to settle the issue quickly, but impeachment should never be used to settle policy disagreements. A severe weather threat spreading eastward from Texas prompts government offices and school closings today in Louisiana.
Mainly Louisiana and Mississippi. The threat's not over there. By Thursday, we continue watching that threat for even heavy rain ramping up, large hail, damaging winds, and certainly by Wednesday, the potential for several strong tornadoes.
Fox Weather, Stephen Morgan. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
President Biden is expected to enhance security ties with Japan today during the lavish state visit of Prime Minister Kishida.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says this state visit will build on immense progress on deeper cooperation.
We focused on reinvesting in and reinvigorating our alliances, and nowhere has the strength and vibrancy of that strategy been on display more than in the Indo-Pacific.
Sullivan says the U.S. and Japan are expected to announce more integration and cooperation of militaries. But there is one area of disagreement. President Biden opposes a planned sale of Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel to Japan's Nippon Steel. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Missouri executes a man convicted of killing his cousin and her husband in 2006.
Brian Dorsey, who was on Missouri's death row for nearly two decades, was put to death Tuesday by lethal injection. A flurry of attempts to spare his life failed in the hours before his execution. Republican Governor Mike Parson did not grant clemency. The U.S. Supreme Court also denied two appeals that cited his good behavior and claimed his defense team had conflict of interest issues. In a written final statement, Dorsey expressed remorse, saying words could not convey his guilt and shame. Missouri's next scheduled execution is in June. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Melting snow from Russia's Ural Mountains triggers the worst flooding in decades. Russia's TASS agency reports nearly 8,000 people have evacuated the city of Orenburg. That's near the Kazakhstan border. And it's much worse across the border, where officials say the flooding's forced more than 96,000 people out of their homes. And stocks ended mixed ahead of today's inflation data. The Dow lost 9 points. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.